This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Next Wednesday, August 11th, the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, Illinois, will bring to life some of the beloved characters of Dr. Seuss. The Little Theater on the Square will present Seussical the Musical. The show runs from August 11th to August 22nd. One of the starring characters, Horton. Remember Horton? He's the elephant who hears a who.
On the 15th of May, in the jungle of Newell, in the heat of the day, in the cool of the pool, he was splashing, enjoying the jungle's great joys, when Horton the elephant,
Horton the elephant,
heard a small noise.
So Horton stopped splashing. He looked toward the sound.
That's funny,
thought Horton.
There's no one around.
Then he heard it again.
Just a very faint yelp.
As if some tiny person were calling for help.
Horton Hears a Who, music from Seussical the Musical. Playing Horton, actor Paul Aguirre. He's my guest in this portion of the program. Paul, welcome.
Hi, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Dr. Seuss wrote two Horton books, Horton Hears a Who and Horton Hatches the Egg.
Yes.
What's Horton up to in Seussical the Musical?
Well, actually, we do combine both those books together, and Horton Hears a Who, and I find the Whos and I vow to protect them, and then there's other jungle animals around that don't quite believe me and don't have the hearing that Horton as an elephant here. So they kind of make fun of me and steal the Whos away from me. And Miss Maisie LaBird, who's another character from Seussical, kind of gets me to take over being the mother of her egg. And so that's why Horton sits on an egg.
Oh. Do you think you could coax Horton out of the jungle of Newell in the cool of the pool to say hello this afternoon?
Sure. Just hold on. Let me see if he's around. Hello?
Hi, Horton.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well today, thanks.
What you doing?
Well, right now I'm just kind of laid back, sitting around and enjoying the day, the beautiful Illinois summer.
Yeah. How was it that you heard that tiny, tiny who?
Well, I was in the forest and in the jungle enjoying my morning bath and playing around in the water when I heard a sound, and I looked around and no one was there, but I was pretty sure I heard something and saw a speck of dust, and my imagination just got a little big and I picked up some new friends.
Yeah. You know, with your wonderful ears, I bet you like the music in this show.
Oh, yes. It's a lot of fun, especially the drum and the jungle beats and the jungle feel.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to the show?
Absolutely, yes. It's a very fun show, and the journey I take, I grow up and learn how to be a father.
Hmm. You're a very sensitive guy.
Thank you.
You had to sit on that egg and make sure it was safe.
Well, I just felt it was my responsibility. I promised Maisie I would take care of her egg, and I mean what I say, and I say what I mean, and I'm going to be protective.
Okay, well, keep up the good work. Can
Thank
you put
you very
Paul?
Much.
Can you put Paul back on?
Sure, hold on. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank
that
you.
That Horton is a sweetie pie.
Yeah, he's a little shy sometimes. He's not used to the spotlight, so you know.
In addition to acting in the show, you're mm-hmm. also serving as choreographer.
Yes, I am.
Are Dr. Seuss's characters good dancers?
Actually, yes. The cast we have is great. They're learning. They have a lot of material to learn. And as you know, they're also doing Where's Charlie right now. So while they're performing matinee and evening performances during the week, they're also rehearsing and learning the show. But they're having a really good time, and they're doing a great job of picking everything up.
Now, will there be evening performances and matinees for Seussical the Musical?
Absolutely. We're running the same schedule as all the shows here, I believe. Tuesday evening, Wednesday matinees, and Saturday matinees, and the rest of the week is evening performances.
Okay. In a minute, I'll give listeners the line to inquire about tickets.
Great.
So if you're listening out there and you want to grab a pencil and paper, now's the time to do that. This is a show that first opened in New York in the year 2000.
Yes.
It's been out there for a while. How do kids react to this show?
Well, I was on the tour with Kathy Rigby for a year, and the kids loved it. I mean, we'd backstage after the show, there would be kids lined up just to meet all the leads as they came out, and just throughout the show, you could feel the heart from the audience coming onto the stage as we sent it out there, too. So it's a lot of fun, and it's also great for adults, too, because a lot of the adults remember these stories from when they were a kid, and they're like, oh, I remember that character. I remember Sneetches on Beaches, and I remember the Hunches and Miguel Gets Pool and all that great stuff that's in the show.
Yeah. So it can touch the heart of a Grinch.
Absolutely. And yeah. He does have a little guest appearance on Who.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay, and Dr. Seuss's Cat in the Hat, is he here too?
Yeah, he actually is the mischievous one that makes things go a little crazy in the show. He throws in all the kinks and all the little twists and turns that happen,
yeah.
As he does in the Cat in the Hat story.
Yeah. Well, as they say, break a leg.
Thank you very much.
And please give our best to Horton.
I will, definitely, and the rest of the Susie characters.
Okay, very good. And I'll let you get back to the jungle of Newell.
Thank you very much. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Paul Aguirre has been our guest this afternoon in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. He plays Horton in Seussical the Musical. He's also the choreographer for the show, which opens next Wednesday, August 11th. The Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, Illinois. And for ticket information, you can call 217-728-7375 or toll-free 888-261-9675, 888-261-9675, or if you're in the 217 area code, 728-7375.
I've been guarding this clover for over a week, getting laughed at for thinking a dust speck can speak. Well, let them all laugh. I'll try not to mind, for I have found something that they'll never find. There are secrets on a leaf, in the water, in the air, hidden planets, tiny worlds, all invisible. Not a person seems to know, not a person seems to care. There is no one who believes a thing I say. Well, I'm fairly certain at one time or other, great thinkers all feel this way. I'm alone in the universe, so alone in the universe. I found magic, but they don't see it. They all call me a lunatic. Okay, call me a lunatic. If I stand on my own, so be it. 'Cause I have wings. Yes, I can fly around the moon and far beyond the sky. And one day soon, I know there you'll be. One small voice in the universe, one true friend in the universe, who believes in me.
Alone in the Universe from Seussical the Musical, which opens next Wednesday, August 11th, at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, Illinois.